Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show.
Speaking of people doing dumb stuff, Sean, I had to get blood yesterday. My testosterone levels pumping so hard, I had my blood thickened up a little bit. Yeah. And that's the legitimate reason. So I went over to Mississippi Blood Services. I've said a lot today, and I have been doing so good about not doing that. So I went over to Mississippi Blood Services. Super nice people, by the way. If any of you ladies are listening this morning, thank y'all. Y'all are awesome. I'll be back in 8 weeks to give another pint. And this is not their fault. Again, I'm not attacking the nice ladies there. They did all the work. However, there was two questions on the little pamphlet that they must ask you as you're giving blood the first time. Sean, one of them is, are you pregnant? And the other is, have you ever been pregnant?
Oh yeah, you told me this.
I was like, you know, I'm a man, right? I said, did they make you ask men that question? Because y'all know me, I'm not just taking this line down.
Yeah.
She was like, yes, they make us. I didn't ask her nothing else. I just wanted to get a confirmation that their diversity, equity, and inclusion department at Mississippi Blood Services makes them, maybe I won't be back in 8 weeks, makes them ask this question.
I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of speechless. What do you say to that?
Let me say, I don't want blood from a man that claims he was pregnant. If I get into an emergency situation and need blood, I would like to make sure mine did not come from a man that claims he was pregnant and or had a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I mean, again, I'm just speechless. I don't know. How do you respond to that? I mean, it's just...
it's literal death by diversity.
Yeah. I mean, were you pregnant? I'm gonna go with no.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard no for me.
I'm going to say that, yep.
I mean, there were a lot of other interesting questions, you know, like, you know, if you got kids in the car, you may want to change the channel here in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There was a lot of interesting sexual questions on it as well. And I won't get into like the, you know, like gross non-radio friendly stuff, but the question, like, have you bought and or sold yourself sex? Have you prostituted or partaken in prostitution in the last 90 days? Or have you been with somebody that has prostituted themselves? I was like, I think I better not have. I was like, I can tell you right now. Right. I mean, I've been on the purest run of my life the last 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, however long it's been. I know that I better not catch nothing now.
No, I think that question makes sense, though.
It does, 100%.
Totally get why they're asking that.
Yeah, I was really impressed at the depth of the questions they were asking, but they try to slide that pregnant thing in. We call it in the car business yes questions. Mm-hmm. You just ask customers a lot of yes questions. You get them in the habit of saying yes. Mm-hmm. When you work your way to the bottom and you sneak in, so you guys ready to do business today? They say yes. They done said yes. They got into the habit of it.
They got to do it right.
Yeah, that's the theory there. It's a mind game. Well, that's kind of what they were doing here. Is they were sneaking in a bunch of an all out assault on your senses questions that you're just like, no, 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 no. I mean, I answered no to every question they asked.
Yeah, especially the pregnant one.
Yeah, except the had you eaten in the last 4 hours. I was like, yes. I had to sneak a yes in there at the very end. And they just snuck this in like, have you been pregnant? They may have even asked, are you planning on – no, they didn't ask you, plan on getting pregnant.
Are you planning on – are you, Clay?
No.
Is it a change of life, baby?
No.
At 46?
And I'm just like, man, who are we entertaining that thinks that was born with testicles that thinks they can get pregnant. This is we've got to quit entertaining crazy people. Sean, we got to take a break. Yeah. This is the Clay Edwards Show with Sean Yurtkaran. We're going to try not to get knocked up on this break. We'll be right back.